foot enthusiasts, minimal footwear lovers, or anyone trying to fix your own feet, I'm heading to North Carolina this May to lead a live, in-person, three-day retreat all about feet. I'm going to be at the Art of Living Retreat Center, which is up in the mountains of North Carolina. It's so beautiful there. And are you ready to hear what I'm calling it? The retreat is called Healing Your Soul, a stepwise approach to building forever functional feet. That's so good, right? If you want to learn all about how to take care of the muscles, bones, joints, fascia, and nerves of the feet, and learn how strong feet and ankles relate to sustainable hips and knees, this event is for you. In addition to the classroom and movement time with me, you're on retreat. So there's delicious meals, a nature-rich campus that you can explore on foot, and plenty of time for rest and relaxation, all included. A retreat is a perfect way to care for yourself in the moment, but also in the future. You are coming to learn a massive toolkit of information. So whether you're a competitive runner, a dynamic ager, or a healthcare practitioner, this is a weekend full of movement for you and your feet. And like I said, you're gonna leave with a toolkit and a big swag bag that you can use to train your feet for life. For more information about the movement sessions, the food, the center, head to my website, nutritiousmovement.com/retreat. That's nutritiousmovement.com/retreat. This is Katie B, and you are about to listen to an early episode of my podcast. Now the show is called the Move Your DNA Podcast, and you can find all episode transcripts and the show notes to this episode at nutritiousmovement.com/podcast. Enjoy.
Well, hey there, welcome to the Katie Says Podcast, another in a series of special episodes we're calling Between the Lines, where Katie Bowman and Stephanie Domet explore the deeper messages in and connections between Katie's books.
I am Katie Bowman, biomechanist and author of Move Your DNA.
And I'm Stephanie Domet, chronically curious writer and radio journalist. And we are doing something a little different in this episode, taking our conversation off the page to talk about squats, Katie.
I love them.
You do, eh?
I do.
All right, we're going to find out more about that.
Yes, I do. End of discussion.
And we're done. Thank you for listening. For the last number of years, Katie, you've put together a little advent calendar for your followers. This year, it's all about the squat. Why did you choose the squat?
Oh, gosh, that's a good question. This is my, I think it's my fourth year. I did a walking one and I did an upper body one. And I did a core strength one. And so this year I wanted to do a squat, but it's actually also a little bit different than a regular advent because, you know, I'm thinking movement, permaculture, and movement matters so much. And like to really, and like the difference between movement and exercise are themes that I'm keeping really close to my, they're in my vision. They're in like the word choices that I'm using all the time because I'm thinking about them a lot. So it's an advent where not only do you get the exercises, you get the exercise first, and then the next day is how to, like, some real, and I should say real, it's all real, a non-exercise way of integrating that movement into your life around this period of time. So it's, I'm trying to, like, up, it's not just like a ton of moves, bam, bam, bam. It's like, here's moves and here's where they go, which is a whole other level of teaching, right? You know, not just to do a move, but to show how a move can be integrated back into your life.
Right. In that kind of stack your life sense of
exactly.
Maybe don't have an hour to work on your hip openers and your squats. But if you're, you posted a video recently before you went to New Zealand of you trying to clean the floor in your home.
Yeah.
Getting ready to go and just basically squat walking around.
Well, I can use a mop, right? I'm going to clean the floor regardless. It's the same amount of time. So I can either use the mop, which has been designed to reduce movement, or I can, you know, to make it so that my arms just tense and hold the mop, you know, to make it all shoulders and my ankles and my knees and my hips don't really do anything. Or I can just grab a warm rag and just squat all over the place and clean it up. And I found it was actually faster. Like not only was it faster than using a mop, it didn't require that I had a plastic mop, and I got to do basically the exercises for my hips and knees and ankles and shoulders and back while I was cleaning the floor.
Right. Hashtag stack your life.
Stack your life.
You and I talked a little while back about calf stretch and why that one's, you know, so vital and appears in all your books. What can you say similarly, I guess, about the importance of squatting?
Well, the squatting is another, it's important because it's one of those, you know, not everyone does every single move. Like even if we were talking about, you know, throughout human history, there were moves that I'm so sure were regional or seasonal, but you know, everyone was going to squat down to go to the toilet at least a couple times a day. So I feel pretty comfortable putting it into that group of moves that would make a regular appearance as being, you know, kind of an essential movement. It's also the movement that most people struggle with the most because chair sitting and not using those ranges of motion, it kind of is a use it or lose it situation. So it's actually not a squat advent. It's a squat prep advent, meaning that like the squat is coming, but more towards the end. So we're going to be working our way up towards it, which means you're going to be moving the pieces.
Or down toward it. Sorry, it was irresistible to me.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Depends on the organization. I haven't decided yet. Right. I mean, we might even go around it a couple of times. That like we're going to be taking out the individual pieces of the body to kind of work on them, but also show you like a squat is a category of a lot of different things. So you'll find something kind of for everyone in there. Certainly, we all have ranges of possible movement because of our structure or our lives or our day. So I try to always think about that as much as possible to make sure that everyone can find something to do for themselves as they look through this advent. So it's just, it's an integral piece. It moves a lot of you, right? It moves your ankles, your knees, your hips, your back, your pelvic floor. It actually moves your whole like spine and your shoulders and your head. And then you've got balance that you have to deal with. So it's just it's a fast, complex movement that I think a lot of people have symptoms of a lack of particular input. So the payoff of doing even a portion of it is particularly high. So I often tend to pick movements where they're easy nutrients for people, you know, like where the calf stretch is, hey, this one thing that I did really filled in a lot of like movement nutrition things for me where I notice a lot of symptoms of lack of movement go away from this small investment. So I think a squat's another one of those.
Right. Because we talked about with calf stretch that, you know, somebody who's experiencing headaches might find some alleviation of those from working with calf stretch. And you're saying a squat similarly engages so much of your body that there might be things that you wouldn't think are connected to your lack of, say, nutrient squat.
Right. I mean, if you even thought about the things you're experiencing as relating to your movement at all, which there's so many things that we don't, but then of the things that are more obvious that we more easily correlate to them, like the overall movement of the musculoskeletal system, the squat is one that's not always as obvious. Right. Because I think people think of a squat as something for their quads or something for their butt. They don't think of it as a whole body movement, right? You know, it's like,
or related to digestion or
no, exactly. Like it's just gotten really tiny in our minds is what it's good for. It's like, my quads are fine. I don't need to squat. Yeah. It's like, well, maybe you do.
Like squats are a thing I just blast out at the gym, right? With some weights and
yeah, it's just in a particular way. And, yeah. Yeah. And we're going to experience all kinds of different squats. So I'm going to play with, I really want to dial it in that like squatting is a category. And that includes going upstairs, like going up and down stairs has an element of a squat in it.
Really?
Getting up and down out of chairs. Certainly. I mean, what's a squat? If it's like, isn't that just lowering yourself down closer to the ground?
Right.
Like,
yeah. Okay.
You're doing squats all day long. It's just that the range of motion of them is to the chair and back.
Right.
Almost everyone squats.
Uh-huh.
If you're using a chair,
you're squatting
because if you're getting down into the chair and out of the chair, you're squatting. Right, so that right. like already kind of broadens your mind to like, whoa, I didn't know that. Like, yeah, everyone's working out. Everyone is exercising and moving. It's just through a really tiny, narrow range of motion. Mm-hmm. So we're going to play with that as our advent.
That's awesome. Okay. Can you give me a preview? Is there something we can do right now to get our squat on?
What do you mean a preview? Like, do you get to open up a box of chocolate? Do you get to open up and get a piece of chocolate? Were you one of those? Were you the one for those? Like, if you had an advent, like, would you go to 23? Because no one would notice if you went that far ahead and eat the chocolate out.
I mean, we never had a chocolate advent. We had one made of felt that my mom made that had a Christmas tree. And we brought out the little ornaments and put them on the tree. So there was no percentage in jumping ahead. But you
should see my face. You should have seen my face when you said that it was felt. Like, I actually had like a, like, oh.
Like, yeah. I didn't even know they made them in chocolate until I was a grown up. But you won't be
surprised bought an advent and just
I was the person in my family who always knew whose turn it was.
No, I would not. I actually just one time bought an advent just for the chocolate inside of it and just ate all of it.
Katie Bowman.
Like, not that. It was just sitting there and I was like, oh, milk Belgian chocolate sounds really good. And it was holiday price. So I think it was, you know, instead of spending a ton of money on a Belgian bar, I just bought it and just ate the pop of chocolates right out.
No delayed gratification.
No, I was a grown up. I could do what I wanted. Just, no, there was no, I don't do that. I can't.
All right.
No.
Well, I'm a grown up and I want to open a box a day early.
Okay. All right. That's your choice. Okay.
All right.
Are you ready?
I guess.
Okay, so going up the stairs.
Yeah.
Everyone's got a couple steps maybe coming into their house, even if you don't have stairs within your house. When you put your foot up.
Yeah.
And you go to step, if you look down while you're doing it, you might find that your knee travels really far forward to get the next foot up. So it's if you step up with your left foot, you plant your left foot on a step. And then you like ride that leg forward 6 or 8 inches.
Yeah.
So if you look down, you'll just see like, oh, my whole body's traveling towards the step. And then your other foot comes and puts the next foot in front of you. So when you're taking the stairs that way, there's a tremendous amount of movement of your body toward the staircase, not necessarily up the staircase.
Okay.
The forward motion can be handled by your geometry. Like if you just put one foot up and then step straight up and then put your next foot up and then step straight up, you would be using more of your backside. You would be squatting more using the backside to come up out of a squat versus using the front of your thighs or your knees to come up. So most people are trying to work on using less of their knees and building more instead muscle and strength on their backside. So one way you can make over going up and down those steps is to reduce that forward travel of your knee.
Okay.
So you're going to practice keeping the knee fixed, like right over the ankle, and then just step straight up as you come up the stairs. So there's going to be a lot of that, a lot of video, I imagine, because squats can get pretty technical once you start playing with these subtle managing your geometry in a really subtle way.
Right.
So a lot of that.
Okay, well, this is great. I'll be up and down those stairs all the time.
Exactly. And also a lot of doing your holiday prep work. If you have celebrations around this time, doing it on the floor and integrating various squat positions for your toes and your ankles and your knees. If you're in community with children or animals or other people, how to use them as props. So you're kind of getting the connection. You know, it's not just you and your exercise. It's you, again, playing with your family during this time, because I want to make it joyful. Like my whole point is to add more joy, not add more butt fibers. Like we want to have both those things at the same time.
Right. I mean, it's more delicious than half price Belgian chocolates, to be sure.
Whatever.
It's perhaps as delicious.
Okay.
All right. If I want to devour all 24 days of this, I can do that on Instagram.
Yes. So you're going to follow. I will post on Instagram as well as Facebook. So you can do one or the other and maybe even both. Sometimes the write-ups vary a little bit, or I'll post one extra piece on another one. But if you follow one or the other, you'll get all 24 days. And then I always cull them. I know cull's not the right word. I collect them and I post them yes, collate is a better word, into one single, it's not really a blog anymore, but I just put them all on so they live on my website. So if you're hearing this right now and you cannot wait, you can actually go back and find all the previous advents and work through those at any time, just as a way of like, I'm going to learn all like cool core exercises or whatever. You can always go back through past advents. So it'll make an appearance as one single document. But until then, if you want to open one a day, you're going to do that on Facebook, Nutritious Movement Facebook, or Nutritious Movement Instagram.
All right. And the advent begins December 1, as it should.
As it does.
As it does. So listen, we're approaching the end of the year and we're going to press pause on Katie Says for a few weeks. Yes?
Yes. I'm going to, you know, I try to do this in the summertime, take a break.
Yes.
And for me, you know, producing lots of things in lots of different venues, if you will, if a podcast is a venue, it just really means that there's never a time to stop and not produce. Something's always leaked in. So I'm going to take the time to do the advent, which will be my way of daily contributing daily to everyone's well-being. And then I will step away from some of my other duties. So I'm still putting stuff out there, but don't feel overwhelmed during this period of time as we transition to starting things fresh in the new year.
The better to eat the Belgian chocolates.
Well, that's absolutely going to be part of it.
I mean, it's obviously implied.
Obviously.
But of course, as you say, there's no shortage of stuff out there. If people are still looking for ways to hang out with Katie, you can check out old episodes of the podcast. You can flip through old blog posts at nutritiousmovement.com. You can find the last three advents and work through those.
It just goes on.
Yeah, it really does.
And the newsletters. So the newsletters is still a great way. Like they're almost weekly, and that's a new content, you know, it's not content that's duplicated in other places. So, I'm still there every day. You're still going to see me every day, but this is just it'll allow for a holiday vacation and also for everyone who produces. There's a lot that goes on in the background. And so It's nice for everyone to be able to take a break. So I was realizing Nutritious Movement isn't taking breaks. Like none of the staff is taking breaks because we serve everyone all over the planet 24 hours a day. So we are starting to schedule breaks to model wellness, you know, right? That you can that you can do this level of work and still be well. So we want to make sure that we're taking our well as well.
Love it. Very well then. Enjoy that break.
You too. And I will see you, I'm sure, as I always do. And everyone out there just taking a moment to say thank you for listening and supporting and sharing and all the things that you do. And also to you, Stephanie, and to Dani, wherever she is right now, and to Carrie, who does all of the production.
Editing and, mastermind.
Yes, and Annette, who is one of a few people that have done podcasts for us over the last few years.
Some transcriptions.
Yes.
Yeah, it takes a village.
I'm trying to think, do we forget anyone else? Debbie.
Debbie, of course.
You know, getting it up and putting it out there, and Penelope, my editor, who's often, you know, suggesting topics and things, and
Jofi, our designer.
A designer who makes all the graphics. I mean, it's a huge team of people to do a podcast. And that's just the people that we're remembering. Hopefully we're not forgetting anywhere. If we are, you're appreciated, just not recalled at this moment.
Not name dropped right this minute.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. It does take a village. And Katie, I'm glad to be in yours.
Likewise. Thank you, Stephanie.
Thanks for listening to Between the Lines on Katie Says. We will talk to you again in 2018.
Hopefully you find the general information in this podcast informative and helpful, but it is not intended to replace medical advice and should not be used as such.